working now.
It's all working well. Good.
It's all working.
Happy National Hot Dog Day to you.
Oh, it is National Hot Dog Day.
Sure. Wow, yes, it is.
Great irony.
Dollar hot dogs at Portillo's.
Oh, I would love a hot dog right now.
Mm,
let's salute one of the world's greatest athletes, Joey Chestnut, hot dog eating champion.
Legend. Mm.
Now, normally, and we want to welcome back Violetta Podomatic to the program.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome
it's good
back.
To be back.
Second best name on the show now that Domiti Pongo is filling in for you. That's we fall in love with his name. So that's
it's hard not to.
Yeah, Domiti Pongo. All right, who's going to be playing News or Ruse tomorrow? All right, now, right. Normally what I would do here, we'd start with some sort of feckless commentary about something. Mm-hmm. But I want to start on a serious note here, because we have the man who is sitting in the studio with us right now and normally sits on the other side of the glass. He's been with me personally for 15 years, mm-hmm. as my producer, my sonic genius, the guy who's behind all of these, all the musical stuff that you hear us do. He's the voice of a lot of it. He produces it. He produces music on the side. He's got his own podcast network, essentially. Yeah. And he works another job, too, which we can't talk about publicly.
It's not that. That crazy. But...
Well, it's in the security realm, and so he does that as well. And he's an Iraq War veteran. A Persian Gulf War veteran. He is a United States Marine. He is a guy who's one of my personal heroes. And last night, we all saw the story about the 71-year-old who was shot in Englewood. And this was, there was a drive-by. There was not even a drive-by. It was a gun battle between two cars, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. And this 71-year-old man, who was just walking down his somewhat safe block in Englewood, catches a bullet from one of these cars, mm-hmm. as it's passing. 4 minutes before that bullet took that 71-year-old man, a bullet from that same engagement, because this was an ongoing gun battle between these two cars that lasted blocks, whizzed past our own Brian Altimer.
Too close.
You were getting off of the train. Explain what happened here.
Yeah, so I was leaving WGN Studios as I normally do, and got off on 63rd. And those of you that are familiar with, the red line, it lets you off in the middle of the overpass. So I'm walking west towards the light so I can get off the overpass so I can cross the street to get to my apartment. There's a gas station that's right across the street from the overpass. So I'm waiting to cross the street. There's another older lady, about 40, I'll give her about 48, and she's in front of me. And the first thing I hear is two loud, dull gunshots. It was like, pow, pow. Mm. And I totally froze. The lady in front of me freaked out because there was nowhere to really run because we're like at the end of an overpass. There's no cover, there's nothing there but a light pole and some shrubs that's like right there. And so we heard the first two gunshots, and then I hear four more gunshots, and I'm like, okay, don't move. And then I see a dark colored SUV zoom out of the gas station. So when I see that SUV zoom out, I see a beige colored it's like a Buick Park Avenue, zoom right behind it. And I see the shooter that's in the beige Park Avenue. He leans out as he's driving, and he lets off four more shots. Mm. And if you're familiar with 63rd and Yale and Wentworth, it's a split there. So you go straight if you want to stay on Yale. If you want to go towards Wentworth, you veer off to the left. They went toward the left. So they were essentially shooting at each other going down Wentworth. So at that point, that's when I call you, because I'm looking at this as it's happening. I'm like, this is news. So I call you, and at one point you didn't answer the phone. So I'm like, let me call 911.
It's always better to call 911 before you call me. I say that to everybody
very
in my family.
Yeah.
So I called 911, gave them the description of both cars. And I was pretty shaken up about it.
I bet.
And I'm right next to St. Bernard Hospital. So there's always some kind of police presence there because you have EMTs there.
Right.
You have police, sometimes state police there. They are there. So I'm walking toward the emergency room and I see one of the CPD officers and I tell him, like, you know, there was just a shooting between two cars, even though I already called 911. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let him know because, you know, that was pretty serious, you know,
because
bullets have to go somewhere.
Right.
And so I get in the house and I sat there and I thought, I'm like, that could have been me, you know, and I didn't even hear the news about the other guy getting shot and killed. But about, I say about 15, 20 minutes after I got in the house and I'm looking on social media and I'm seeing live shots from 71st and the Dan Ryan. And I'm like, oh, my God, that could have been me.
You know?
And
you didn't see this man who ended up getting killed. Did you,
no.
Did you see him at any point?
Because that's about five blocks away from where
you are. It's about five blocks away. So my thinking is they went down Wentworth and went to 71st, and then that's where, unfortunately, that guy lost his life.
Mm.
You know, and it's way out of hand at this point. With
well, now I want to go back to when you first heard the shots. Were these two cars shooting at each other at that point?
No, they're in the gas station. It started in that gas station because they,
whatever happened.
Yeah, whatever happened, it started in the gas station. So they zoomed out of that gas station and went down Wentworth.
And you got to look at the.
I got
the guy,
a real good look at the
guy in the Park Avenue or whatever. That GM car.
Yeah.
And I suppose the, you know, the thing is, and I know that you were talking earlier to Jeff, our producer, as well about you know, you felt the actual vibration of the shots, right?
Yeah. It was a powerful gun, whatever it was, because I felt it when. Those first two shots went off, you felt kind of like the vibration mm-hmm. of that gun. And then
you're close enough for that.
You're close enough for
that. How close would you say it was, Brian?
About 15, 20 feet. That's how far I was. And you can smell the gunpowder after after the gun discharged. You can smell it.
Cordite of it. Well, I mean, you're
military, right?
Yeah, so you're familiar with that smell.
I would imagine there were, at this time of day, 8:20, this isn't like 2 in the morning, there were a lot of people around there. How did everyone react? What happened
those
moments after?
There were about three other cars in that gas station, people probably just getting gas or getting other things out of that gas station, and they ran. There were a few kids at that bus stop that ran north across of 63rd when it happened. Like I said, myself and the older lady that was like in the middle of the intersection, she freaked out. I just froze by the pole because I didn't know where else to go because there was nowhere for me to go outside of like diving in that little berm that leads back into the Dan Ryan.
Rolling down that hill toward the Dan Ryan is never, that's not going to be good either.
Oh.
Be attacked by a pack of dogs.
A bad choice.
Yeah, it's startling. I mean, you know, we're laughing because, you know, you're well and nothing bad happened to you. You're from Englewood, right?
Yeah.
You're born in Englewood.
Yeah.
You went to school there. You have moved back to Englewood. You're buying a house there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're raising your kids there. You've got teenage sons. It's a pretty amazingly brave thing, I think, at this moment to do that, because I think that there are people like you who have multiple jobs. You're responsible. You're a taxpayer. You've served the United States of America. You've done, you know, you've done everything right in your life, and you're standing there. And it also appears that the 71-year-old man, you know, is a completely unintended victim in this. And we know we have these stories of children, but there are other adults, and you've got, you know, moms, and you've got
an anti-violence activist over the weekend,
right?
Caught up in the middle of shooting, he's devoting his part of his life to trying to combat the violence in his neighborhood.
Yeah,
and this is not about. I just want to make this point that this is not about. You know, we sit and think constantly to make ourselves feel better, I think. We look at this in black and white, literally. We look at this in communities. We go, well, it's only happening there. It's not happening here.
Which isn't true, though.
And it's because it is happening more. It's happening in,
happened
in more places.
My mom's house in Rogers Park a year ago.
Places
was
that
killed.
People don't expect. It happened right down here, downtown. You know, off the Ohio Street underpass to the beaches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we stop and we think that this is isolated and this doesn't touch us, but it does. I mean, it touches for the people who are listening to this program right now. You know, the 2/3 of what you hear on this program comes from the mind of this man. Mm-hmm. And it's this is not is it not isolated circumstances, and this is an unsafe situation. And you know, the question is, you know, what can police do? What can the community do? What can the, you know, it really does in a lot of respects come down to how did those, you know, four or five guys between those two cars, you know, how many there were? Do you know how many there were per car?
I only saw as far as the driver of the GM car, I only saw that one driver, and I saw him pretty good because he was leaning out.
But he was a driver leaning out of the driver's side,
right? And was
with his gun, with a handgun.
It was a handgun. It was a powerful handgun. When you feel shots like that, it's not, you know,
it's a 40 or 45. Something.
Yeah, it's something big. And I got a really good look at that dude. And
hopefully, you'll be able to help police.
Yeah, hopefully, it's at this point, people. They always ask me, why do I stay in Englewood? Why don't you just move out? And my response is, why should I have to move out? You know, it's not people like me that's creating the trouble.
You're the solution.
Right. And there are many other, you know, law-abiding citizens that stay in Englewood. They want the carnage to end, too.
Right. And I think that's a point, right? I mean, this is what, when we talk about, you know, there's grandmas and all these other people living in these neighborhoods that don't want the violence. Well, there's also, you know, professional men mm-hmm. in these neighborhoods with their families, right? And you have a nuclear family, you know, that you want to raise in this. And then I know there are people out there going, well, you should just move, you should just move, you should just move. But that is, and that's my instinct, you know, too. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that someone has to stand up, and because these neighborhoods. There's only one way for these neighborhoods to come back to the once glory of a lot of the, and then Englewood was a beautiful neighborhood at one point, mm-hmm. you know, and to in order to just be even stabilized, you got to have stable people in these neighborhoods, and to have this happen, and then as you said, the older woman who you described as 48, and I won't take that personally, but she, but you know, and what happened with her? Did you talk to her?
She had on her nurse scrub, so I can only assume. That
so again,
she,
a professional.
Yes, she was on her way to work because they just built a ambulatory center like down the street, and what's ironic about all of it is that about a couple months back they did a story because they. Had the Welcome to Englewood sign right there on 63rd, and this is where all that nonsense started. Was right there, and it's like, you know, somebody riding past and they see that sign, and then you hear gunshots. It's like Welcome to Englewood. It's like, you know,
right? It's like like a water department email is basically what it's like.
Oh yeah, those are great, aren't they?
But in real life. All right. You know what, Brian? Thank you for telling
the
story.
We're happy you're safe.
No.
And
thank you.
Hope maybe Beyond you happy. Could participate with the help of the police department.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Well, we will see. So this is just a way of you know, thank you for telling the story. And, you know, thank you for getting missed. That's the most important thing right there. I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, what else else can one say about it? Mm. All right. Slice of life in Chicago. Violetta Potomatic. It's got the WGN traffic travel spots.